Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in Lake County Press with editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this kind of a gray and melty sort of a day?
I'm wonderful, Tom, and I want to start out with a little caveat for listeners. Hopefully my reception will be good. I'm driving hands-free, completely legally, but if my reception doesn't hold, then or if it's a little dicey, I apologize ahead of time.
Well, very good. So this morning's program, then, is On the Road with Kitty Mayo. And with that, we'll lead off with a story from Silver Bay, considering astro-tourism. My, my.
Yeah, isn't this exciting? Just when I think I'm going to have to sit through a mundane list of city council things, I suddenly get some really exciting stuff to report on. So they heard a presentation by the president of Dark Skies North, which is this really interesting organization that advocates for less lighting pointing sideways and upwards to help wall with a bunch of issues so that we can see the stars and the night sky better, so we have fewer disruptions to our health and animal health as well. And it was a really interesting presentation, and one of the main focuses was Silver Bay as sort of being on the doorstep of one of the largest dark skies areas in the country and of the boundary waters as a potential of astro-tourism, people who want to come there because the skies are dark, which, Tom, I think you and I both know that a lot of people come north for that very reason. It's part of the package. It's part of the wilderness experience.
Oh, sure.
So he urged the council to consider an ordinance that would help keep protection over night skies, and there's some really specific practical things that in planning as it goes along can save costs for the city because less energy expenditure by simply shielding lights so that they point downwards where we need the light, and also timers, motion sensors, that sort of thing, so that we're using light when we need it, and to be a little bit more thoughtful about how we approach that. So I was really excited. This is a topic that I'm wild about, and I think the time has come. So I shared a whole bunch of information with people on that.
It's interesting that you mentioned that concept of having the light shine where we need it. It reminds me of a story from years back about someone who commented, it was too bad that the sun shone during the day when it was already light out. Why couldn't it shine at night when we could use the extra light? So I guess we should just move on to something legitimately serious here now. Seeking public input in Two Harbors for the Two Harbors administrator job.
Right. So there's been a lot of really exciting stuff going on with the consideration for four candidates for the city administrator. Most people who live in Two Harbors probably know that we've had an interim city administrator for some months now, and he's ready to move on. So they've moved forward, narrowed the field to four, and the public had a chance to interact with all these people who were in town last weekend. There was a meet and greet. Tom, I saw you there. Got to just kind of chat with people. The interviews for these candidates are all online at thpact.org. Jose Leon has done another fabulous job bringing really clear videos with really good sound so that we can listen in as the public and form some of our own opinions. Katja Gordon wrote out information on this piece, as well as reminding people of the usual process of voice they have in democracy. The council is going to make a decision about this, we anticipate, on Monday. So there's a special meeting of the city council for 4 p.m. on Monday to discuss this matter, because they have not yet drawn a conclusion of who they're going to appoint hire for this position. Katja pointed out that, hey, the city council is made up of elected officials that you guys voted for, and they're supposed to be representing you, so don't hold back in telling them what you think after you get educated. And then there will be a committee of the whole meeting at 5 o'clock on Monday, February 13th, and then the 6 o'clock agenda meeting. So I would fully anticipate that that they hope to come to a decision on that day.
Well, I suspect that Monday evening will be a room full of hungry, crabby city councilors. I mean, starting at 4 and finishing up after the 6 o'clock meeting is completed, which is usually an hour, hour and a half. I bet if a person walked in there with a radiating hamburger, the city council would be rendered helpless. And I think I'm saying this because I don't want to say anything about any of the candidates that might poison the orchard there. And so we'll just move on to our next piece here about resisting historic oppression. This is a theme in Black History Month, and you have a piece featuring the Bonga family in Minnesota.
Yes, this is by Christina Rappin, one of our writers and staff at the Lake County Press. So as you know, Tom, it is Black History Month, and that resisting oppression is the theme of Black History Month 2023. So Christina decided to do some research on the Bonga family. Some people perhaps have heard of them. There's been more and more information kind of publicized over the last couple of years, so it was fun for her to dig into that and find out more. George Bonga is one of the most well-known people, if you're into local history, who spent a lot of time living on the North Shore, traveling the North Shore, and working in the fur trade. He was born in 1802, and his father was black, a descendant of African-American slave, and his mother was Ojibwe. So a really interesting cultural experience to be able to learn more about George Bonga. But what I thought was even more interesting is that Christina turned up some documentation that seems to indicate that George Bonga had an older sister and an older brother who had the same parents, so a black father and an Ojibwe mother. And nobody talks about them as having been the first black person to be born in the territory that would later become Minnesota. So it's kind of curious. We're hoping to follow up the story some more and connect with the Minnesota Historical Society to try and sometimes things get repeated and then they're just thought to be a fact. So what you'll see if you Google George Bonga is first black person to be born in the area that later became Minnesota Territory in the state of Minnesota. We're kind of questioning that. We're trying to find out a little bit more accurately why that seems to be repeated so often. So that should be a fun read for people.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm even tempted to go online and consult the Oracle and see what I can find about this this person and his family. But in the meantime, it's time for us to move on to the Lake County Press anniversary survey. The survey is still open. And we want to know, what do you want to read?
Right. This is less of a story, more of a reminder, but people will see the reminder in the paper this week. We've had several people respond to our Survey Monkey online survey. I've included the link in the paper again this week, and it's still open. And we've had some wonderful feedback of people. Some people are saying nice things about what they like, and I appreciate the pats on the back, believe me. But what I'm really hungry to know is, what are we missing? What should we change or do more of? Or do better. We want people to tell us what it is they want us to be reporting on and covering and including so that we can keep getting better.
Of course, of course. And I hope that you get overwhelmed with responses. I really do. and so I think we'll close out this program with your final piece here on the mayoral primary on Valentine's Day.
Right. This is mostly a reminder. And again, there's some resources out there. If you're a Two Harbors resident, city of, you can go online to the community television streaming online website there, www.thpact.org. Thank you, Jose Leon, for getting a really short link made so that I can memorize it and tell people. And there you will find the mayoral candidate forum that the Lake County Press and KTWH Radio hosted with the help of Jose Leon. And you can watch it. It's less than an hour. You can find a link on the KTWH website to listen to it. If you haven't made your decision yet or feel like you need more information, it's a great chance to hear three of the candidates who are able to be there that night talk about what it is they want to work on, what their priorities are, and how are they going to get there. And if you live in Two Harbors, don't forget to vote on the 14th. Go down to the community center between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. It is your right.
That's right. And remember, this is a Valentine to yourself and to the city and to your friends. Vote on Valentine's Day. You bet. Is there anything else that needs to get out before you get out of microphone range here?
There's more to the story, Tom, but I'll hold on to it for next week.
Well, excellent then. I release you. And to our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well. Bye for now.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.